Under the new rules, foreign nationals from Middle East countries will be required to present legal documents for residency in Sudan, including valid passports and verifying they have no previous record of engaging in terrorism, in order to rent an apartment in Khartoum State. Authorities at the State Physical Infrastructure and Planning Ministry say the new measures are meant to track terrorism activities and maintain security for the local population. Some investors in the Sudanese real estate industry have welcomed the new measures, saying it will help track the records of foreign nationals who want to reside in Khartoum and give landlords a sense of security. Speaking during a one-day forum organized by the Sudanese Real Estate Associations in Khartoum over the weekend, association member Tijani Ahmed Said said the recent discovery of an alleged terrorist in Khartoum has affected their industry. He says landlords are no longer interested in renting their apartment to foreign nationals.
Sometimes they come and rent a house without any legal document, and we want to take measures against this. This way they will be under monitoring by the security organs, and as such it will minimize and limit the rate of criminal activity.
Tijani says the raid in the alleged terrorist group in Jebra last month was a lesson for all landlords that they must be extra vigilant when renting to any foreign nationals. Muhammad Salah Muhammad, who owns an apartment in Khartoum, says the new mechanism of verifying legal documents for every tenant will help maintain security and social behavior. Salah says, aside from alleged terrorist activities, security operatives have also discovered other illegal activities being practiced by foreigners.
This sector needs a lot of work and coordination between the private sector and security organs to enlighten the people about the danger of terrorists and security threats that are caused by the act. Apart from the dangers of terrorism, there are also other security threats which includes imposters, beggary and forgery.
Jebra resident Ahmed Ataib Issa is calling on locals to report any suspicious activities to security officials.
People need to immediately report any suspicious activity to the security organs, as it was the case in the recent incident. We have seen the importance of sharing information with the security organs.
Last week, Sudanese authorities say they killed 4 suspected terrorists and arrested 15 foreign nationals believed to have been members of Islamic terrorist group at Jebra neighborhood south of Khartoum. Most of those arrested are Egyptian nationals. The 15 suspects are being detained in Khartoum and continue to be interrogated, according to security officials. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.